Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician and an addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, Louis XIV is going to be in studio. These guys are out of San Diego, and they did Kimmel tonight.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so you can watch them on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, probably about 12-something your time. They just walked in. We're going to bring them in, I think, after the first break, but maybe we'll go to break just a little bit early.
Fair enough.
Not to keep the boys waiting too long. All right, so, okay, the phone number, it's all we need. Yes?
Yes.
The 14th in studio tonight.
And here we go.
Take some phone calls, and we'll speak to Aaron, who's 26. Aaron?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just have a question. I don't know. I'm wondering about, a guy's libido. If the older they get, the less interested in sex they are.
How?
Yeah, but that's after 50.
There's
true. When do you? Well, as a man of timeless passion, we cannot use your libido nor your sakito as a yardstick to measure a man's passion. It's unfair to us mortals.
Pepito, libido, and sakito. Well, none of those things apply.
You will not use either one of the aforementioned three, the libido, the pepito, or the sakito of Dr. Drew's to measure a normal man's libido.
Oh, my God.
You would not use it.
Yeah, you can't use that. That's right.
You cannot.
Men, day around 50 may start dropping off pretty good.
Sakito.
70.
Worst item Taco Bell ever introduced to their menu.
You almost had me.
Drew gave me a look. Sakito.
I tried everything at Taco Bell.
It's nutty. It's salty.
And here's the thing about guys. As their frontal lobe starts decaying with a very advanced age, then it all comes back on again.
They
start grabbing
things.
Yeah.
Nurses.
Yeah.
So, all right, but let's try to figure this out, Drew. Guy hits a plateau kicks into high gear at 15 years old. It starts coming on.
It hits the ground running.
But they're nervous and they're jittery. But by the time they're in their 20s, they have it worked out. And then it's early 20s straight on through.
To early 30s. Doesn't change.
No, it doesn't change. But middle, late 30s. It depends. And also, it's not just the artists must be inspired every once in a while. You get a nice new bowl of fruit to paint.
It's just like new.
It's game on.
You're like
new,
yeah.
Yeah,
the general sort of drive just decays from about 38 to 50 probably.
Right, depending. And then there's a lot of the same factors, although Drew's going to disagree with me, but other factors come to bear, such as who are you with? How long have you been together? Have they put on 50 pounds? Is there a ton of... Is there a bunch of stuff going on?
Well, yeah, there are things that raise men's libido and things that drive it down.
Right.
And their testosterone levels tend to follow that pattern. Like, for instance, if he's suddenly elected president of the United States.
Sakito.
Yeah. His sakito tends to kick into action. Testosterone goes way up.
Yeah.
On the other hand, he's down and out and a bunch of kids and has got somebody he doesn't like he's for his wife. That can drive things the other direction.
Well, here's the thing, too. And I think... There's two guys are can be very different in this one regard, which is Drew's a man of exquisite passion and will spread that passion upon anyone who comes into his pubic crosshairs, right?
Everyone.
No,
anyone.
You could be with the same woman for 50 years. You have passion. Now, you like to say it's passion for her. I just think it's passion, and whoever's in front of you is going to get some of it.
No, I couldn't be with someone for 50 years I didn't have passion for.
Yeah, but I hope your wife's not listening, but you could have passion for many people, and once...
That's true of anybody.
It's true of anyone.
Yeah.
And you have that passion. Here's what I'm saying. There's some guys who run out of steam a little bit, but if you dropped off a Fredericks of Hollywood model in front of them... Pow, it's back on again.
Yes, that's true.
And then they would taper down with that person.
Yes, that's true.
Too, and then pow again.
Yes.
Which is...
That's the Coolidge effect.
Yeah, which is... Drew will tell that story in a second. But it's the way many guys are, and it's almost what separates guys from women sometimes. In a way, the passion straight on through like you have, Drew, is A, admirable, because guys would just be happier if that way, but they're just not cut out that way, a lot of guys. And B, makes for long-term relationships.
Yeah, it's true.
Whereas the guys that taper down...
They lose interest.
Well, it doesn't matter how beautiful, how buxom, how tall, 4 years into it, it's time for another one.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron?
Good times.
Yeah. I don't know which one...
how old's your husband?
Your guy is, yeah.
He's 27.
Oh, please.
And how...
Oh, please. He's just hitting his stride now.
Well, no, he is chronologically or biologically,
but
how long has he been with you?
We got together, 3 years ago, but I've known him for, 1996. I've known him.
And what's he good for a month?
It used to be, we would do really good. We were really intimate, but now
I don't know. Listen, everyone, please. With the used to be, couples effed like maniacs at the beginning.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh. I don't care.
If we'd ask for that,
we would. And it's like you going to the doctor, and the doctor says,
"Oh, Adam, this happens all the time."
Yeah, you have cancer, and you're like, "Well, it used to be when I was in my teens, I was quite an athlete." I know you're 90. You have cancer.
You
now.
Can't imagine.
Yes, I was on the rowing team in college. Yes, that was in 1927.
You can't imagine how people cram extraneous information into their history, because to them, they need you to know because they've decided it's important.
I moved like a gazelle until I got in a motorcycle accident.
Used to. My blur vision was a little blurry just before I hit that curb.
Yeah, you used to. Yeah. I know. Everyone used to something, but now it ain't working that way. So what are you good for a month now, Aaron?
I have to beg him for twice.
Twice a month?
Twice a month.
Is he on medication?
No.
Is he depressed? Is he pulling? Is he withdrawing?
He doesn't really... Nothing's changed. He's never been, really open or talkative with me.
Does he have any medical problems?
Mm-mm, no.
Is he working excessively?
He just works, 4 hours, 5 hours a day.
Oh.
Decent gig. What's he do? Engineer this show? Sorry, Chris. Yeah. All right, here's the thing, Aaron. I think sometimes guys drift off in a relationship.
Whatever it is, a bad sign. Something is wrong.
No, it is a bad sign, but there are guys who sort of drift off and need to be yanked back in and straightened out a little bit, and you're going to have to do that right now.
It's a little cathartic, Adam.
I know.
Yeah.
No, most guys, a lot of guys will do that.
Yeah.
They'll drift off.
I can see that, yeah.
Drift off.
No.
Plus, your wife's like a border collie running around you. I mean, she's never going to let you get off the path very far. Some wives go to sleep. The guys drift off a little bit, and then 4 months go by. Chicks are resenting it. The guy's sleepwalking through the relationship.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what were we talking about,
Samantha?
Drew? Samantha? 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a problem. I don't know what you'd call it, but I'm a love addict, I guess. Ooh. I have to have different men to keep me feeling good about myself, I guess. It's I'm not really a sex addict because I don't do it for the sex. I do it for the attention.
Well, most women who are sexually addicted, believe it or not, actually come to sexual addiction through love and intimacy compulsion.
I don't know. I'm not sure if love is a big component.
They experience it that way, but of course it's not real love. But it's the compulsion to be close to somebody and to be feel that sense of intimacy, even though it's sort of pseudo intimacy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Samantha, there's kind of two common ways you get down that path. One is some sort of significant trauma and abuse in childhood, particularly at the hands of your parents. Or sort of the other side of that spectrum where you have eating disorders and people don't sort of respect the boundaries between you and them.
So yeah.
Which we got here?
I was abused by my dad.
All right.
Well, that's it. So what did he do to you?
He beat me and emotionally he abused me.
All right. Well,
hold on. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
And shocking.
All right. How many guys have you been with?
I counted them up. If I'm not forgetting, then it's 46.
I'm not forgetting anybody.
I think you got to, you know what? I would, I'll say, you should say 45 because you can round down. Once you get into the 40s, you go up. Like if you're 49, you got to go up to 50.
Yeah.
46, you go down to 45.
Do you have any problems as a result of this? Do you have the guys wear condoms? You're pregnant?
Most of the time I have been. I have gotten myself a couple STDs.
All right.
And, She got
herself a new car too.
Yeah,
got myself a couple of CDs. And...
Well, Samantha, let's go now. You're on autopilot. Your dad abused you. You're acting out. How about you get it under control?
I know. I'm trying. It's like I can't even when I don't want to go out, I like drag myself out.
Okay, Dad was an alcoholic too, right?
Mm-mm.
Yes, Samantha. I am an alcoholic.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Dad was also right.
Yeah.
I just
getting drunk and making bad decisions. I farted.
No, it's not even that. Just the alcoholism. So here's the deal, Samantha. You need a 12-step program. If you are serious about changing your life and changing your feelings about yourself and your relationship with other people and having a more meaningful existence and becoming something that you really feel good about, please get yourself a sponsor, work the steps, and I believe rather quickly, by the sounds of you, you may find something substantial for yourself there. Go to AA, go to SA, go to a 12-step program. I mean, you'll be welcomed into AA. That may be all you need. You have to go, you know, as you go along, maybe you'll find you want to go towards the Sex and Love Addicts programs too.
Oh, they got love in there now.
Yeah, well, they have SLA, Sex and Love Addiction.
No, yeah. I thought there was a Symbionese Liberation Army.
At one time it was.
Wow.
Patty Hearst was involved with it.
I know. Chris is going to give us a quick tutorial on that during the break.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Chris, SLA?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Symbionese Liberation Army?
Yeah.
Who were they?
Isn't that what they kidnapped?
They
kidnapped her. And she was the heir of some newspaper.
Yeah.
Head.
Well done.
Yeah.
I know.
See? Yeah.
You did know.
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
Somebody saw the USA Today because...
today?
It's the 30th anniversary or something.
Oh, is that
it's
right?
Like yesterday or something like that. Something's going on. Check that out.
Sure.
Not of her arraignment or her... She did prison time or something like that. Listen, we went to the burnt out hideout in Watts when I was a kid. Checked it out.
You and your parents, or you was in high school?
No, listen, my parents didn't do anything.
You and your buddies just went.
I wasn't in high school. I was in the third grade or something.
I mean, the school took you?
Oh, I went to that hippie school.
Oh, of course.
The teachers wanted
to show you what the man did to somebody.
No, they wanted to check it out. They wanted to check it out themselves.
Wow.
You know, here's the thing. When you go to a hippie school, the teachers just want to do their own thing most of the time.
Right, because when you're hippie, other people don't really exist.
Not really, yeah. No. So what you do is you just, you label everything a learning experience, and you hit the road. Like, hey, we're going to go score a dime bag. We got the kids here. Oh, let them learn about commerce on the street. You know, you just go. So that's what you do. You want to go check it out, you just go check it out. Yeah, those are my two field trips as a child. I went to... The Symbionese Liberation Front's burnt-out Watts headquarters, where they shot it out with the LAPD, and then they all burned to the ground. And then about 4 years later, I went to the Lari's taco seasoning plant in Eagle Rock.
Those are very, very important moments in a young man's life.
Huge. So you got to see the look on my face when Drew's wife hits me up for money because the girls are going to Paris this year for a figure skating competition. I'm like... Are you kind? Yeah, they're going.
And then an hour lecture ensues.
I still have the taco seasoning, the sample they gave me. The tears start pouring down. It's very uncomfortable. Yeah. All right, where are we? Drew, I want to talk to Tabitha.
All right, go ahead.
33. Tabitha?
Hello.
You're 33?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
You're
speak
depressed, up. Tabitha. Ooh. What's up here?
Ooh.
I had moved to L.A., and I had some rough times and making ends meet. So, you know those ads in the L.A. Weekly where they say you can make, like, a couple of grand a week dancing? Like,
mm-hmm. Adam has done that several times.
Sure.
You know, you have the driver and all that.
Oh.
Mm.
Right?
You go to parties and dance?
Oh, yeah. But it turned out that I went to a hotel, and they were doing a sting. And then
they're doing a what?
Sting.
Sting.
Oh, sting.
Undercover.
I see.
And the cop wouldn't let me, well, I didn't know he was a cop, but the guy wouldn't let me out of the room, and he was blocking the door, and I was really scared, and he tried to, like, get me to do something with him, but I wouldn't, and when I tried to leave, they arrested me, and they booked me for prostitution.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wondering, like, don't laugh, but if I ever strive to, like, get in the business or was trying, and if I got an agent, I mean, down the line, let's say, or maybe I have an agent down the line, if they find out or if they do a background check for whatever, is like my life over?
No. What?
People have done all kinds of things.
To be an actress?
Yeah.
Yeah, or even with...
It helps to have a rap sheet. As an actress.
Because I know executives will run the other way, because I know there was a TV show that I was supposed to be on. And,
yeah. You're delusional, Tabitha.
What?
Let me explain something. Nobody gives a rat's ass in this town about anything except for what you look like and are you good, and that's about it. Everybody gets into this stuff with, you know, this is sort of
It's not even are you good. Do other people think you're good?
Do the adult, yeah. Right. Here's the thing. This is the adult version of the teacher didn't like me, so he gave me a bad grade.
Right.
Your teacher doesn't... No, yeah. You know, your 14-year-old gives you that line of crap.
Because you were thinking that they took off from... They discharged you from that potential television show because of this?
Well, you know how they take your driver's license, you know, number, and they want to get, you know, they want to find out more about you.
No, that's not what they do.
No, they only do that for tax.
Yeah, that's
not,
just,
they're
yeah.
running a background
no
check on
way.
You. So, what, you were...
if you were going to host a network primetime show...
You're going to do the Oscars or something, they might look into
somebody
you.
Would look into something, but not till then.
No, You as an extra in the cafe scene of Jake and Progress.
No, they're not
running a background check.
All right,
on
you're the
all
bartender.
Right, so you're delusional.
So basically, let's say I'm just saying if I was to get a break and I was to make it in something, you know, decent part, whatnot. You know, is my life over? Like, cause I was
no.
Really so
we've said no.
We said no.
Here's
and
the
secondly,
deal.
Don't. I swear, I know this sounds convenient, but don't look at it as get a break.
Yeah.
Or like, do you think if a guy finds out, like a guy I'm dating, he won't want nothing to do with me? Like
Adam dated a stripper.
Married?
Did
like,
you do prostitution
alone for the rest of my life?
I LexisNexis'd her before I started.
Did you
banging her?
Did you? Were you a prostitute?
No, I had, like, regular
dancing.
Jobs, but I was, like, down and out. Like, I have nobody to turn to. Like,
yeah, look, all right, something's wrong with you, Tabitha.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with you, but you just, it's like if
perseverate.
Yeah, if a deer could talk,
yeah.
This is what it would sound like. What happened? It says here you're 33. You don't have a little better handle on life at 33? Everything's still so
mysterious,
dramatic,
and confusing.
Mysterious and confusing? What's if going I- on?
You know, it's not that it's confusing. It's like I thought about this like last week. And I was trying to call you guys.
Okay.
And
you gotta
I
do better than us.
I just was so worried because I started thinking maybe my life is over because
no.
I have this on my record.
All right, now look, I'm gonna give you some choices. You are you high? Are you drunk? Is there any substance you're on? Did you ever have a brain injury, or is there just something going on emotionally that has stunted your growth?
You mean like? Am I high right now? I don't take drugs.
You don't take drugs.
Yeah.
You got to start taking drugs. That way you have an excuse at least. Okay, here's junior college. Any junior college in your background?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Hold on a second.
Shocked.
Oh, good Lord.
Good Lord.
I'm coming, Weezy. Oh, my God. Shocking.
Look, she just needs to get a life.
All right,
Tabitha needs a life.
Tabitha.
Yeah?
You need friends.
You need
a relationship.
You need female friends.
You
need a life. Yes.
You need a life. And I'm not sure this is the best town to find one, by the way.
Yeah, and the whole actress thing, would have happened by now if it was going to happen. Don't waste your time and everyone else's time.
Okay.
Get a career.
Dr. Drew's, like, really hot. Like, he's, like, a really hot guy, and he's smart, and he's incredibly sexy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm hotter than people know, and Drew's dumber than people know. So I figure that puts us about the same level again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, baby.
All right,
listen, I've had enough of her.
I feel bad for her. I really do.
I do, too, because it's like Some people go through life like a ship with no rudder. They're just cast out into the sea, and the tide just sort of drags them around. And once in a while, they hit the Gulf Stream, and they sail along, and it's nice weather, and then they get thrown into the rocks.
Right. And unfortunately, that sort of empty, unstructured life is just a representation of what's going on inside.
That's right.
And that's really the problem. She needs something on the outside that helps her on the inside. And the outside needs to be structured. Needs to be stable, you need to have an 8-9 to 5 job, you need to have regular friends you hang out with, you need to have a stable relationship. The road trip sounds bad for her.
It's bad for her. She may need to find Jehovah or some nutball religion.
Well, she would
like
be
that.
A great candidate. She would be a great victim for one of these cults.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking to start a cult.
Imagine what they would do with her. Oh.
Yeah, put her on a stick and have sex with her for around. About a year, and then eventually she'd die, and then just one more year of sex, and then they get rid of her. That's how it works. Louis XIV is here tonight. Yes, Drew. No, we're going to take a break because the band is here, and we'll bring them in a little early, but what do you want to do?
I want to tease the next call and comment about it.
All right.
The next caller is Ben, whose wife has completely lost her libido after having a baby. And I am looking for callers like that to put on television. I'm sure we'll talk to Ben about this, too. I'm also looking for people who have fears of pregnancy. You know, men get bizarre fears that the baby's going to see them having sex, or they're going to poke them in the head or whatever, the weird stuff that guys have.
I mean, when they're pregnant.
When they're pregnant. The fears around having sex while pregnant.
Well,
and then horror stories of disruption of sex life after delivery.
Well, we run this. All the public service announcements we run on this show are ridiculous and quasi-retarded. And one day, I will meet the guy who does the airplane safety turbulence, wear your seatbelt one. I will find the company. I'll make it my life's work to find this guy. But most of the ones. That one is uber retarded. But we do have ones that are just sort of mildly retarded. One is the don't drink when you're pregnant. And it does do that thing where it says, this is the sound of what your baby hears when you're drinking. Except for then the baby hears the ice falling into the tumbler and the Crown Royal going in. I'm not sure the... So I'm saying if the baby can hear you pouring a highball...
Certainly having sex is
certainly getting pounded by the old man is going to show up on the baby's radar,
Well, by their logic, absolutely.
Oh, well, I listened to the PSAs.
Yes.
All right,
yes,
Drew?
Yes.
Idiots. And then where finally, are the other those people? I'm going to talk to those PSA
at
8:30 idiots.
8:30 tomorrow night Pacific time, 8:30 23rd. The 23rd at 8:30, taking calls on... drugs. This will be at 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern. Drugs that have ruined people's sex lives, like illicit drugs, ecstasy, that kind of thing.
All right, we'll take a little break. Louis XIV here tonight. We'll be right back after this.
Wow, where do you keep your wallet?
My hip. Up your ass, you mutt! Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jason Hill and Brian Karsnick. Both here tonight.
Hello.
Louis XIV.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
The band is on Kimmel tonight, so you definitely want to watch that. And also, we'll hear something off the new CD. So, you guys, I'm jealous because the band formed in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
We grew up together, though. The two of us grew up together since we were little kids.
And everyone thinks they're from England.
No.
No. People think that.
Well, they do think that. Yeah,
but they're from San Diego. But you were influenced by British bands?
Well, in the same way probably that Mick Jagger was influenced by, American
blues
bands.
Singers.
Yeah, I mean, we're influenced just as much by American bands, I think.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, old blues guys like Son House and Blind Willie McTell and... I don't know. There's a number of them, Beach Boys.
I like when one of the old blues guys dies and you see the ad in the newspaper. Were you a offspring of Willie the Hitman Johnson? Yeah. And it's like, he had 89 kids. We've only been able to find 43 of them. Yeah. Come claim you. You got it. There's a drum kit that could be yours if you just. And everyone's always like, he was a great guy. It's like, he had 89 kids. didn't know 80 of them. All right. So, who'd you listen to growing up?
A lot of different bands. Yeah. I've always liked T-Rex and David Bowie and stuff as far as the English, but I've always liked Beatles, Beach Boys, Beatles.
Yeah. Lots of stuff. I mean, you go through different phases.
Huey Lewis and the News.
Yeah. Well, I like the News solo stuff without
just
Huey.
The News.
Yeah.
The News on their own are powerhouses.
You may be
Michael Bolton.
You may have your tongue in your cheek, but you just left. If you said that in front of Jimmy Kimmel, he would tan your hide.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
Huey Lewis.
Yeah, he loves him.
Huge fan.
I saw the big framed picture of him in the background. So.
Oh yeah, not a drop of irony in it either. Just Huey Lewis, Steve Garvey, and Huey Lewis are the two guys. That Jimmy would have sex with beside moi. We're going to hear something off the CD. The guys are going to be playing at the Troubadour.
Troubadour Smart Night, yes.
Is that sold out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, then that's that. I've not seen you guys perform, but I see you. You bring a little glam to it. Do you? Is there more than? Just a little eyeshadow? Is there some stage theatrics going
no,
on?
No, we just rock, you know.
That's all you need, I'm just asking.
I mean, we rock in like a Bon Scott AC/DC sort of way.
Yeah.
Not so much a Poison glam way, I suppose.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, I turned on the TV last night and saw one of those, VH1, We Are the 80s things or something. They had some... I think it was a Motley Crue video from, 87.
I forget.
Oh, you forget. Yeah. You forget. Like, you're watching this going out of your mind. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
What? No one said anything. It's crazy. Crazy that no one said anything.
It's a vicious reminder.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not... yeah. And it, by the way, the CD reminds me, like, back in the day... bands used to put hot chicks on the cover of their CDs, mm-hmm. and you would almost look forward to it, like when the Ohio Players would come out with a CD. Mm-hmm.
Back before video, before internet, Adam, that's all you had to masturbate to.
Yeah,
it was something.
Yeah,
it was that or the raft box over at the Big Five with the chick on the bikini floating on said raft and said pool.
But that was hard to get that into the men's room.
It was hard to get that in, yeah. Especially if you're beating off and you pull the cord and the thing just went on you. Went up like a Zodiac. But, yeah, the thing about Louis XIV is they put a hot chick on their album, and I've been staring at it the entire time. It's beautiful ass.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's,
yeah, how'd you find her?
She's half German, half Thai from Mississippi, so she has an accent.
Wow.
It's a great combination. We found her, and that's my writing on her back. I actually got to write on her back, and it's great. Yeah,
great
I mean, we figured it's. I didn't want to look at us on our own record cover.
Right.
I wanted to look at something. You know, the whole record is very sexual and about girls.
Right.
You know, so why have us on the cover?
Yeah, now how much? Now, I see you have about one half to one third ass crack showing, not yourselves, but on the beautiful German Thai woman from Mississippi.
Yes.
Did the label give you any sorus about that?
Well, at first, when we said this is what we're going to do, you know, the art department and this and that, they all said, oh, no, of course not, you know. A couple days later, I thought it was assumed this is what we're going to do because we said it.
Right.
You know, they said, no, you can't do this. I just called up the chairman of the company. I said, you know, Roxy Music had nudity on Atlantic way back when. Why can't we? And within a minute and a half, he goes, you know what? You're right. All right, let's do it.
And did they know, did they have the picture, or they just have the concept?
No, it was just the concept. I just said, this is what we want to do. And and they were really cool, man. Atlantic Records is a really cool label. I mean, because they allowed us to do everything like that. You know?
We once, when we were doing the Man Show, we got in this argument with the executives at Comedy Central, which is how much ass crack can you show? Because
that's of a guy, though, yeah?
No, guys or girls.
Oh, really?
You can show ass. You can show a plumber bending over fixing a sink and show, you know, inch and a half of ass crack, and that's funny, but if the pants are down, you know, past the equator or prime meridian or whatever, wherever the halfway point is on the ass, then it's offensive. So we said, how much ass crack can you show? Because you can't show bare ass, but you can show plumber's crack. How much? And they thought about it for a while, and they said, 3/4 ass crack. And so we came out with 3/4 ass crack shorts that I eventually had to get into, which is disgusting. But I love it. See, when you take sort of bizarre nonsense rules and you force people to actually put a number to them,
it shows it up for how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, it gets ridiculous because, you know, boob, a jug, melon, can, Winnebago's, and Tata's,
no,
fine.
No,
no way. Yeah. Can't say it. Hey, for obvious reasons. Obviously. Yeah, obviously. Offensive. Obviously, yeah. Yeah, if you said, oh, that chick had great, just huge bozos.
Cans, jugs, whatever.
Bra salamis and stuff like that. You say anything you want, but you say the T word, obviously that's offensive. Yeah, you do the math, of course. All right, so where are we?
Taking calls. Here
we're
we
taking calls, and then we'll hear a Louis the 14th call. Song. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to ask if my boyfriend and I have anal sex. Well, we've been thinking about it for a little while, and my biggest thing is because it's my butt that's going to take the beating, if there's any way to minimize the pain.
Mm-hmm. Why would you contemplate doing something that you anticipate being truly painful?
I don't know. I've always, just like stuff that I've heard about, I don't know, assume.
Yeah, but some women find it appealing. They either doesn't hurt them or it feels good. And the people for whom it really hurts.
But she doesn't know.
She's pretty much seems to know.
Well, I mean, some people feel that way with tattoos or piercings or things of that nature.
Don't hurt?
No, they do hurt, but they're attracted. They want to try them. Or it's a challenge. There's like some people want to do a triathlon.
But why, when it comes to
sex?
That's
what they should tack this on to the end of the Ironman.
Oh, sure.
Cornhole. Say 2.6-mile swim, a marathon, 108-mile bike ride, and then a good fudge packet.
7.5-inch cornhole.
The good news is there's a guy handing you a Gatorade while fudge packet. Volunteer. Yeah. All right. So Anna wants to try it, so let her try it.
I'm not telling her not to. I'm just saying, you know.
How's your husband?
Supposed to be something that's pleasing to you.
How's your husband doing in the girth department?
Pedo, and you call it that?
Yeah.
It's your boyfriend.
What do you mean, like waist size?
Waist size. Yeah, that's what he means.
I'm gonna buy him some Dockers this year. I want to know, is he 34, 36?
Inseam?
Inseam, how does he dress? To his left or to his right? No, is his penis, is it wide? Is it thin?
Oh, it's about 7. It's pretty average from what I've seen so far.
It's average is 5.5.
Yeah, I think it's more like 5.375.
Yeah, average is 5.5.
Slap in the face. Yeah, it's 7. It's average. You know, nothing special. Okay. Does it? So it's not a can of corn. In other words,
no.
Okay, Anna, try. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a student.
Student. Oh.
Yeah.
Student.
Full-time student.
Full-time. Mm-hmm. Junior college.
Actually, no. College. University.
Really? Northridge?
Yeah.
Shocking. Yeah, the reason I knew that, because it's really, you should really just say, welcome home, junior college students. It's a two-year college is really that's what should be called. It should be called that. George Thorogood had his band was like a four-man trio or something he called it, and that's what Northridge is. How do I know? My mom went there?
Oh, yeah. Forever. She still goes there, didn't she?
Yeah.
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 It's like junior college. You never leave.
Here's the admittance requirements in Northridge. You have to actually just walk in. It's
requirement.
It's physically, you have to admit. Requirement. You have to actually just show up.
But Anna, if you want sort of tips and techniques and stuff, we've had Tristan Taramino on here a bunch of times. She sort of makes a career out of that.
Yeah.
And look her up on the web.
Hey, use some lube. What about a hot bath?
Remember, she had a whole thing about graduated plugs and things.
You want to? Should you dilate yourself? How would you dilate?
How much you're going to dilate with a wand?
Well, you hit yourself with a hair dryer down there.
Your stool falls out of your rectum.
I'm just asking.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying if I jumped into a cold kiddie pool, you would have difficulty penetrating me. But you hit me with like one of those paint stripper hot air blowers. I'll
open right up.
I'll open right up like that arch in that Utah National Park there.
Is this an invitation that you're saying?
No, I'm just saying. No, hot bath? What is that?
Yeah, couldn't hurt.
Okay. All right. So,
here we go.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it.
Keep going. I'm just saying.
All right, we should hear a Louis XIV.
Okay, I'm still looking for people with fears of pregnancy and people with a drop or change in their sex drive after delivery of a baby for television.
Drop or change is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, it's a change.
Okay, all right. Let's, what song are we playing?
Which is a great segue into a Louis XIV song.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Is this the first song we're playing? Ah. Okay. This is a little something from Louis XIV. This is called Finding Out True Love is Blind. Hey, everybody. Louis XIV in tonight. Best Little Secrets Are Kept is the name of the CD. Going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight and at the Troubadour tomorrow night. We'll take a quick break. Be back with Jason and Brian right after this. Tough being me. Yeah, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, the literal millionaire. Dr. Drew is over there on paper, I guess, literally a millionaire. Probably have to sell a few things.
Yeah.
Louis XIV, soon-to-be millionaires here. Jason Ryan, both here representing the band on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. I find myself wearing my Jimmy Kimmel Live hat.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
wear that a lot.
And then the Jimmy Eat World
shirt.
Well,
I wear the Jimmy Eat World sweat jacket because I'm a swag guy. And I have it, usually it's unzipped about three-quarters away, so it just says Jimmy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It says World at the end, and people think that I'm just an obsessed Jimmy Kimmel fan. Yeah. It's two different
things. You are, but you're his.
I'm wearing my
lover,
Jimmy
sometimes.
Fallon underpants, by the way.
Sometimes lover, sometimes life partner.
I'm a fan, and you know, I'm not scared to kiss a little ass every once in a while.
I
got to tell you, when I show up when I show up at work wearing the Jimmy Kimmel Live hat every day, it's noted.
People are jealous.
People know.
They know what you're up to.
No, I know. Let me tell you kids a little tip about ass kissing. Not a bad thing. Not bad.
Literally, in that what he's saying is he wants his ass kissed.
Yes, I know.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
He's encouraging that. Yeah. So, both for you guys, too. I'm sure it applies.
No, we used to...
Chris, a little ass kissing.
Adam, you're so cool.
You're really handsome tonight. Please. You know? I mean, you're just looking good.
We used to do the man show. Wrong. There was some guy that would go cafe, like... Some guy would say, looking good, boss, when I'd be heading up the stairs. And everyone would be like, he's just kissing your ass. And I'd be like... That's better. I like that.
Yeah. Right.
Because,
Mr. Kroll.
Yeah. See, am I right? Am I right?
I agree. I completely agree.
Chris, kid, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir, Mr. Kroll. Yes. Yes, Hefe.
Yes, Hefe.
Hefe. Okay. Yeah, Hefe. That's what they call me around my
house. But how do you know if they're lying or not? You got to know
doesn't,
where you're at.
It doesn't matter. And it's,
but what if you got, like, snot coming out of your nose and you're on your way to the stage? So you want somebody to say, hey, boss, not looking so hot.
No, yeah, boss, come here, buddy. Come here, buddy.
I had who's that? Who's engineer
that?
Who
is that boss?
He's in another building.
Oh, God.
Far, far away.
Oh, boy. Nobody could get more out of that last conversation than you, Anderson. That was aimed at you, buddy. See what happens.
Shut up, Anderson. Just shut up and do the buttons, would you, please?
and that's when we're getting along.
And it's just call him Hefe from now on. It'll put you in the mood.
I like his snot scenario, though. You make a good point. Shut up and do the buttons. Pre?
Yeah, hey.
You're 20?
Yeah, hey.
Yes.
What's up?
I was actually...
Oh, hang on a second, Pre. We have not heard from Chief Thunderbear in quite some time. Just think about it.
What? Wait, she's a gynecologist?
She greeted you with Yahe.
Oh, okay. All right. She's got a
piercing question.
All right. Go ahead, Pri.
Actually, I was just wondering about the chances of losing all feeling over there, and I've heard a lot of rumors about that. Is that true, or...?
That is true. I've heard of that.
Your clitoris?
Yes. I've heard of it being overly sensitive for a while and then shutting down afterwards. Ooh. And I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know that anybody's ever studied that, but I've definitely heard about that.
How does that happen?
Would it be really...
If you take a foreign body and cram it through
a... Get a piercing.
Yeah. Shoving a needle.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about piercing. Yeah. Yeah. That's that part. Okay.
Yeah, so
I think you should
really
not do it anyway.
Get one? Would it be like... Is it something to worry about?
Say that again. What was the question?
Well, is it something to actually worry about right now?
Yes.
Well, how could it not?
Why?
How could it not be, Pri? It happens. It happens to a lot of women. How could it not be something to worry about?
Well, here's the thing. It's. I don't think it's at epidemic levels in this country. But the point is things could possibly go wrong in an area of your body that's sort of a tantamount to monkeying with your eyesight.
Yeah.
You know. It's going to be a long life. You're
why would you do
20.
It in the first place? You know, it's not attractive.
It looks horrible, and you might lose all sensitivity in your nether regions.
Absolutely no reason to do it.
I'll tell you, if it brought you up from a 6 to a 9, I could see rolling those dice.
There's no functional reason for it. In other words, it's not as though it accomplishes something in the eyes of other people.
Right.
It's not as though it really... I mean, rarely is it truly enhanced sexual functioning, and it can... could be a problem for sexual
function. Well, let's just put it this way. If you're not really into sex, this isn't going to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're digging it, well, then you're digging it already. And as far as the guys go, we don't know you have one until the legs are kimbo and the panties are hanging off the lamp. Anyway, so the deal is done.
And by the way, for the most part, people that feel compelled to do this are people that have trauma histories.
I mean, but the last thing you want to do is feel... some cold metal when you go down a girl's pants, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the last thing I want to think of.
Right. Well, actually, penis is the last thing I'd like
to think of. That is
the number two, then, of course.
Second to last is the cold metal.
Yeah. Number two.
Yeah.
Last thing is the penis, yes.
Yeah.
I can't think. I'd rather encounter like a dragon or something.
Yeah, I'd rather be bitten. Just a snapping turtle.
Yeah, the penis would be much worse.
Yeah. Hey, Pri?
Yeah.
What's up? Were you ever abused?
Not really, no.
Physical abuse. This is usually
physical abuse?
No one ever hit you?
No one ever hit me.
All right, good. Then you don't need
the
piercing.
Then don't do this. You have control over yourself. You can choose not to do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah. You're fine.
Please don't.
Listen,
please
I beg of you. The crazy tats and the crazy piercings on women, it does not...
Ugh.
All it says to guys is that you're effed up.
Yes.
It's all this.
And well, it says open for business, so they're good to go.
Open for business.
And then watch out.
Yeah, and then yeah.
Run.
Yeah, fun lay, yeah. And then she's going to try to stab you, yes. Or you're going to get the weird psycho stuff going on. Even that sort of small of the back stripper sort of Rorschach test that everyone seems to be putting
sun on their sacrum.
Yeah, it's a weird thing that looks like...
Do your friends have those?
Sorry.
Please, keep going.
Here's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of like when you're a kid, you take some construction paper and you'd fold it in half, then you'd open it and you put some ink or something in it and you'd fold it in half and pull it apart. It looked like a butterfly that had been eaten by a bear and cracked out. It's that look. And again, a beautiful woman. I'm looking at these women in the next room.
It would mess this up.
Yes, it would mess that up.
We're looking at the album cover. And yes, the women I'm looking at in the other room are beautiful women. There's... Don't F with yourself and you're beautiful.
I agree.
I 100% agree.
I will say this. What is that actress, Keira Knightley, who was in Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever. She's beautiful, beautiful woman. Saw her on the cover of some like Vogue or whatever magazine. Hair all chopped off. I mean, short, spiked. Yeah. Now it's black. It was blonde and down to her waist when she did the Pirates of the Caribbean. Chopped off and black. Nope. Beautiful woman screwed herself up. You beautiful women, you're like, you know what? You're like amazing paintings. Walk away. You can't, while it's drying, you can't get in there and try to do touch-ups. Eventually, you start screwing things up, and then you got a Picasso. Mm-hmm. It's a disaster. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. To walk away. Yes?
Run!
I agree. All right, I'm going to go look at those tats, though. Take a quick break. Louis XIV here. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jason and Brian here tonight from Louis XIV. Name of the album, Best Little Secrets Are Kept. And yes, Drew.
I was going to say thank you for those of you who are calling to discuss fears of pregnancy and no sex drives after delivering a baby. But this is for a show I'm doing for Discovery Health Channel, a television show. So when you call, realize we're going to be interviewing you and trying to get you on TV to talk about fears you have about pregnancy or having sex during pregnancy.
Huh?
And or some drop or change in your sex drive after you delivered a baby. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I'll be in here tomorrow night at 8:30 Pacific time talking about drugs that have screwed up your sex drive.
We were talking amongst ourselves about what women should do and shouldn't do as far as helping the guys out. And I know in terms of...
No, making guys attracted to you, mean.
Well, here's the thing, ladies. I know you hide behind that sort of veneer of BS, which everything is done for yourself. You buy the panties.
They actually feel that way.
I think they've talked themselves into it.
No. Listen, because I've talked to these women lately, and then they get angry when their partners don't empathize with that. You don't understand me. I have to feel pretty in order to be sexual.
True. This isn't about you.
No, this isn't about me.
I don't care if you have to feel pretty.
I don't have to.
And by the way, that's not the Drew I know on the road.
Don't worry. I'll be back.
The point is women say one thing and do something else. The rap, whether it's true or not, and I do believe they've talked themselves into it a little bit, but the rap is I buy the lingerie for me. I buy it so I feel beautiful. And
you know where I got
Drew, if you want to get back at me, say this isn't about you, Adam. So you get to throw the joke right back on me. See? Window shut and painted closed now. But
done.
Here's the thing. That's the rap, but then they spend hours in front of the mirror before they go out to the club.
That's
get vindictive. No, they go at it with other women. Yeah. And they do the lipo, and they do the collagen injection. To compete for what? For males.
With other women.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what you're saying is...
Remember Jenny McCarthy said? She was here, and she said the thing when her spread came out in Playboy, her only concern was, will other women think I look fat?
Right.
That's her only concern. It's like,
right.
What?
No, I know. And, you know, but here's my point. It's sort of like saying we're all in the Olympics. We're not going for the gold. We're trying to beat each other.
Right.
But the reality is we're going for the gold and we're beating each other.
Right.
That's what women are doing. And women do a lot of, they waste quite a bit of time. And especially effing up their hair, and they go a little nutty with the makeup. Oh, here's the big waste of time, the nails.
Fingernails.
Yeah. Tell that to the black mamas. I got unicorns and the freaky and sparkly rainbow tape and everything. Yeah. Like, ass as big as a Winnebago. But, hey, I see that.
Holograms over each of the nails.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What sign are you? Gemini. I see painted on your index finger there. I'm in. I'm going to ignore that metric ton worth of caboose you're dragging behind you. But I see those three-tone airbrushed fingernails. I'm in. Yeah, guys aren't into that. And I feel compelled to tell women, even though magically they don't care about what guys think, although they spend a lot of time caring about what guys think, I feel compelled every once in a while to tell them what we care about, what we don't care about.
What do we care about?
Fingernails out.
What do we care about? We got the out. What's the in?
Guys, I think like longer hair in general. When you get it chopped so off, too. We got problems.
Yeah, although that's got to be sort of age appropriate, you know. I don't like
yeah,
sort of 60
you know,
long hair.
I don't want one of my mom's friends coming in looking like Charo.
No,
so it's always a disaster. Oh. But here's what
generally
it is.
Longer hair is more feminine and more attractive.
Well, you get to a certain age, you get off our list. So you know, go ahead and shave your head. We don't give a rat's ass.
Nice.
Just do whatever
Very
you
nice.
Want. Well, let's
nice.
Be realistic. I'm just saying it's a young woman's game. That's all I'm saying.
Older women are great.
They're fantastic.
No, I don't mean old women.
That's why you see all those magazines. But yeah, no. Older women are fantabulous, but we don't care what you do when you get a little older. You do your own thing.
Yeah.
All right. No, we don't want someone with... Look, you look crazy when you're 55 and you have the waist-length blonde hair.
Yes, right.
Your hair should be sort of
age-appropriate.
Yeah. All right. I'm fine with that.
Generally, but generally, long hair is more sexual.
Yeah, I'm talking about what a 25-year-old woman right. should be doing, not, you know, postmenopausal
right,
Sandy
okay,
Duncan.
Next. What else?
All right. Longish hair. Longish hair, good. All right. Take it easy on the...
makeup.
The sort of Barbie doll makeup and the collagen
absolutely.
And the sort of where you start looking like a mannequin.
Don't fetishize yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... See, you think that guys are into Pam Anderson. Those are stupid guys who wear those greasy bangs from the Midwest, the fat blockhead guys with the greasy bangs and the super tight chokers that turns their head red and makes them look from like a 10-gallon head to a 15-gallon head. Those idiots are the guys who like that.
Yeah.
They like a woman. And look, I wouldn't kick her out of bed, but... Most guys like a woman that's a little softer around the edges.
I completely agree.
All right, what else?
Well, first off, you guys can join in and go ahead and say what you like.
They're into symmetry.
Guys.
Say generally, yeah. Probably more than anything else.
Yes, we don't need one, you know, we don't need the crazy boobs sticking. I do, but most guys don't need the crazy boobs that arrive 10 minutes before you do and zero ass.
Right.
We like a well-proportioned woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need the workout crazy woman. I don't need to see veins in your stomach.
No.
I don't need the big veins in the shoulders and in the stomach. I know you guys sort of appreciate that. Women sort of appreciate that on other women. More of a respect. Like, oh, man, 9 hours in the gym. That's crazy. And she doesn't lives off of creatine. And,
and you want a woman
stream
to be
water.
Soft.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, like,
soft.
I like to see a belly. I like to see a belly button. It's got a little depth to it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a crazy weird Audi with the 12-pack and the veins. You know, I'm freaked out.
You can't taint the parts of your body that a man appreciates the most. The breasts, stomach, face, legs, ass. Don't
put
rings and permanent.
Yeah, don't draw on them. Don't don't put holes in them.
The lip ring, though, it's just. Whoever invented that, I can't stand it.
Now, the lip ring is distracting and painful looking and reminds me of just a trout.
Yeah, you don't want to get infected.
Trout.
No, I think a bass competition when I see that. I just think it's a disaster. Mm-hmm. I think that lip ring is going to get caught on my C-ring, and we're going to have to go to be airlifted into the hospital that way. Very embarrassing. All over the tabloids. All right. The other thing, and I know we touched on it with the long hair, but don't F with the hair too much, because when you keep F-ing with it over and over, it just sort of starts falling apart.
No,
it's been
too big, not too short, not too dyed, not
too
colored.
Out what's a good look for you and kind of stick with it. Don't dye it back and bleach it out and do all that. It ends up looking sort of sunblasted and dried out and screwed up. We like it to sort of hang there, not stand there.
What about lingerie and that kind of thing?
Fine, but, all guys, and here's the sad truth about guys. We'd much rather have the ass on the Louis the 14th album cover, which is a beautiful one, by the way, packed into our underpants.
Yeah, I agree.
Than a bad ass in the world's greatest lingerie. Yes, sad but true. So there's not really a whole lot. You're not going to bells and whistles aren't really going to cut it. You want to make some inroads. How about a back rub? Go ahead and change the oil in the van. You know? Come on, get busy.
Yeah, that'll work.
I think what the women don't realize also is that men like it when you're aroused, when the woman is aroused by being with the man.
Right.
You know, the enthusiasm. That's like, oh, whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're, you know, if you're a good solid five in the looks department, go ahead and step it up in terms of the enthusiasm in the bedroom. That's nice. And let's see. The real shocking things, like the ones that have the piercing blue contact lenses and stuff, you know, the more you start, you start looking like a guy. Here's a guy's biggest concern. We're going to get drunk and get hooked up with a he-she, like a transvestite. So the closer you look to that, the more frightened
and
we are.
So I think the theme behind that is it's all the makeup and whatever, the costume is going to be somebody different than who I think I'm hooking up with.
Yeah.
Right.
It's something lurking beneath.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Right. What are you covering? What are you compensating for?
Is it a snapping turtle? Is it a penis? Is it a vagina? What's it?
Right.
There?
What am I going to grab?
A snapping turtle.
All right. So,
jeez.
Less is more. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Generally, yeah.
Generally, less is more. And here's the last one. Do not try to... Less is more. Yeah. We don't need... We like you to smell nice. We don't need to be clubbed over the head with your perfume and that kind of stuff. You know, don't hit us with all cylinders. The other thing is figure out your shape, figure out your strengths and your weaknesses, and don't try to transform yourself into something you're not. You're not going to be one of the Barbie twins if that's not what you look like, you know? And when you try to shove yourself into that mold, it ends up being a disaster. We want to see the best version of you we can see. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, All right. Now, you call in and judge. No. Well, give out an 800
Send us a
number.
Picture and we'll judge you right now.
That might take it Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida. This game is sweeping the nation. It is it's the biggest game no one's ever heard of. It's all bizarre stories emanate from either Germany or Florida. The people call in, they tell us the story, and then we guess. Is it Germany?
No, we tell them.
We
it's
tell
Germany
them
or Florida.
And then oftentimes we're wrong. Is it Germany or Florida? Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi. All right.
Yeah.
A middle school golf coach was arrested after hanging from the ceiling in the school gymnasium and watching a 20-year-old female gym teacher and two students undress in the girls' locker room and shower area. Mm. When the gym teacher spotted him climbing down from the ceiling, she asked what he was doing. He claimed he was planning to scare them by throwing a basketball down on them, but she noticed that he was not carrying a basketball at the time. According to police, he had an unobstructed view of her office, her private bathroom, and could see the girls' locker room and shower area by peeking through holes in the air vents. He has been charged with three voyeurism crimes and suspended without pay. Ironically, the suspect was a replacement for a teacher who was fired last year for asking a 16-year-old for oral sex.
Oh, Florida.
Well, yeah, that part put it back in Florida.
First off,
he's in Florida.
At least he asked. I mean,
he did his job.
Yeah, you don't assume.
Now, the voyeurism.
Who says chivalry is dead?
Of course, in Florida, it's alive and well.
Felt like Florida.
Felt Germany with the voyeurism, though.
Voyeurism.
Is basketball big in Germany?
I don't know. Good point.
They do. There are quite a few guys in the NBA these days that are coming out of that part of the world.
But the last bit just slammed it into Florida.
Yeah, I think we all felt Florida. Yeah. Although, voyeurism, Germany, Florida just should be raping.
Yeah, well,
voyeurism in Florida is what you see on your way to rape.
Right.
It's like just like a rhino charging a Jeep, what that looks like before they actually crash into it. That's
and also
what voyeurism
in Florida, the serial nature of this where you can't hire someone who doesn't do this.
That's Florida. Like, that feels like Florida. Yeah. All right, we all going Florida?
I feel Florida.
I'm going Florida.
Florida? All right, we feel Florida, Lisa.
You guys are right. It's Florida.
Yeah.
Thank you. That works? That's why Drew corrected me when I said we guess. He said, no, we tell them. Mm-hmm. That is Florida, everybody. Fantabulous. I don't know. Look, I know this sounds horrible, but a bunch of hot 16-year-olds running around in those tight shorts.
It's got to be tempting.
Working up a sweat.
It's gotta
falling
be hard.
On, and you just,
I couldn't
right,
be a teacher, I don't think.
Hit the showers, ladies.
I mean, I'll be right back.
You're just pacing around, staring at that big clock on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Christina?
Yeah, hi.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Hey, now.
19. Little girl voice.
Sounds cute. Three.
What's going on?
Oh, Christina, what happened?
Well, wait a minute. Maybe she's just small in stature.
No.
Christina, do the alphabet song for us, if
A,
you
would. A, B, C, D.
Y.
Please do it for us.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
love it.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, Christina,
what
happened?
What's the other one we say? Oh, more, yeah. Say, more Jell-O, please, with,
More Jell-O, please.
Ooh, yeah. Great. Now say one.
That's adorable.
Say one. Right. Say one.
Anderson takes it to some weird place.
All right, just for Anderson, I want to ride the pony, Daddy. Yeah. Okay. Now do it with some enthusiasm. Do it with some enthusiasm and action.
I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Oh. Yeah. That's a 19-year-old person.
Oh,
everybody.
That's all right. Great.
So
what happened when you were three?
Nothing.
Oh, please.
Oh, please.
What?
I
nothing
knew
what?
I was in trouble.
No sexual abuse at any age?
No, the only thing was my dad was drunk when I was young, but that was it.
Well, he was drunk a lot of the time when you were young?
Yeah, but he's sober now.
How old was he when you got, how old were you when he got sober?
10, 11.
I would venture, Christina, something happened during some of his drunken phase.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Kicking holes and things, but that's it.
So scaring the crap
out of you. Abuse or anything.
Hymens or walls?
Scaring the crap out of you, basically. Terrorizing you a little bit, right?
Yeah, it scared me.
And did you ever go out into the neighborhood? Or were you ever victimized by anybody? You know, were you ever? Did other kids play doctor with you, this sort of thing?
I had an incident where a guy grabbed my boob in high school when I wouldn't.
No. That won't.
We're looking three or four. Well, hold on a second.
It'd be hard to remember. She sounds so little. You know?
I know. This sounds like a candidate for sexual abuse. But her dad was an alcoholic and he was rageful.
There was
and
a lot of terror. Yeah, I get it. But here's the thing. This is so classic for what we are accustomed to hearing with sexual abuse. Is that when there's terror in the home, those kids become great victims by babysitters and neighbors and that kind of thing.
True.
And I listen to you guys all the time.
Okay, well, all right. But I'm just hearing victim. Right, it's not necessarily right. Sexual victim. But anyway.
Right, anyway.
So how are you stature-wise?
I'm 5'11",
210.
Tall.
5 feet tall, yeah.
Yeah, and I weigh 120.
All right.
I just lost a bunch of weight. I used to be a big girl.
Oh, yeah. Listen, here's the thing.
Another thing for the sexual.
If you're wide load, you gotta either change your voice or lose weight because you can't...
Tiny.
You can't have that voice show. That's like Mike Tyson. Yeah, hey, get over here, buddy. I'll kick your ass. Give a good ass kick, and I hang this phone up. Give it, put a smackdown on your ass, and the Tyson shows up. But anyway, so what's the question? What's going on?
Okay, my boyfriend and I, we have sex a lot, and
how long have you been with your boyfriend? Hang on, how long have you been with him?
3 months.
And how old is he?
He's 19 too.
All right, go ahead. And?
He was diagnosed with epilepsy, and he takes medication for that and for sleeping. Mm-hmm. And there are times when we do it, and he can't bust.
I
was wondering...
I've never heard it called bust.
Wow. All right. And could that be his medication, or is that
could
epilepsy?
Be his medication?
Yeah, I don't know, because sometimes he says when he can't bust, it's when the night before he'll take his sleeping medication. But other than that, when he just takes his seizure medicine, like, it doesn't happen or anything.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell
you,
if I couldn't bust, just work that I want to ride the pony daddy line in.
Yeah, and that'd be it.
That would work anytime.
That'd be like, here's what it would be like, right?
Other than the little voice, I'm the manliest chick you know. I love beer, I love football, anything like that.
Sure.
Whatever.
All right. I'm trying to think if that's a good thing or not.
Yeah.
All right, so listen here, Pixie Stick. I don't know what the answer to this is. It's probably a good thing. What are you using for protection?
Condoms and birth control.
All right,
using
both.
Job. Yeah,
all right.
You're good.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to school? What are you doing?
I go to community college.
Ooh. Sweetie, remember, junior college, not community college. Community college makes it okay. Junior college. Yeah, is right.
It's better than not going to school, right?
Not according to Adam.
Not if you get a job. No. It's better than sitting home and lighting off fireworks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But not really anything, you know. If you're working, it's better to have a job.
So are you worried that,
you've
that guy has a problem
or
something?
You've already answered your own question. You said he takes a certain medicine, then he can't have an orgasm. There you go. Well, that's a common thing.
I didn't know if it was just one or the other. If it was
no, it's the medicine. I think it's a okay. It's a very good bet that it's the medicine. So it looks like a rose, smells like a rose.
All right, don't.
It quacks like a duck. Sounds like
yeah. It smells more like bleach, actually. Yeah. So enjoy nice. This guy. Don't get pregnant. And if you're still in junior college in 5 years, I want you to give us a call so I can yell at you.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Talk to you while Eugene. He's got a question for the band. Eugene, 26?
Yeah.
What's up?
How are you?
I want to ride the pony.
Yeah.
Well, Brian's over here.
What's up?
Two quick questions. First one is, I heard on MTV that Louis the 14th thinks that they are the greatest band ever, which I will say they are a seriously kick-ass band. However, I was just wanting to know their take on it.
We did not say that, actually. We said that we were our own favorite band, which I believe is a different thing, you know. No, I don't think we're the greatest band ever. I just think that we're, you know, a very good band that we happen to like. I don't think everybody else will agree to that, but... you know, we like our music. What can we say, you know?
Well, fantastic. That's good to know. But seriously, you guys are awesome. Looking forward
Thank
to
you.
The Jimmy Kimmel show tonight.
Thank you. Thanks.
Awesome. And then the second one is more of a broad question. I was wanting to know if you guys, if this is more towards Dr. Drew, what is a chode?
A chode, as I understand, is basically the perineum. It says, Adam, you have a way of describing that area.
No, I don't. I look at that as a Spanish slang for penis. Penis. Yeah,
but I think sometimes it means that, and sometimes it is as you call anusburg and scrotumville. That
yeah. Well, no, here's the thing about the chode. It's whatever it means to you. It's like
where does that term come from?
It's Hispanic. It's out here.
I think choda.
I think it does.
They used to call me that in junior high, so I'm assuming that
you've looked into it. Yeah.
I'm assuming they weren't talking about my perineum.
Yeah.
Engineer Chris, what do you know, buddy? You're half Mexican,
dude. I don't know
anything. All right.
By perineum, we mean the part between the genital.
Oh
and
yeah,
the
yeah, I got that, but yeah. I don't know the Spanish.
Yeah. Well, but put it. Get on the Google there. See what you can find out.
After you look up Natalie Portman's education.
Oh, I got that.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yeah, all right. She's going to Harvard, or she already went.
All right. Fair enough. There you go, Drew. Drew was talking smack about Natalie Portman during the break. But here's the thing about Drew is so married to the college system that if somebody says they're going to an Ivy League, then Drew's sort of screwed.
I've rescinded everything I've said.
Yeah. No, you can't be stupid and go to an Ivy League school. All right, where are we?
We're taking a break, yeah.
One more call.
Yeah, break.
All right, wait a minute.
Because we got to hear a song in the next second.
Oh, Cokie has giant boobs. Cokie?
Or Cookie? Mm-hmm.
Cokie Roberts?
Cokie, it's a C.
It's Cokie.
Cokie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up? You're 13, you have giant boobs?
Yeah.
What size are you coming in at?
D36.
Bonesy. Wow.
Jesse, D36. You'll grow into them. Do not touch them.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want to get rid of them? What's the problem?
You have back problems?
I just, what did you say?
You have back problems?
Oh, well, kind of. I'm not fat or anything. I weigh like 102. I'm like
What's
fat.
Your question?
Oh, man, am I
just want to know if when I'm older, are they going to be like huge?
Could be. It's hard to know.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
5'4", 102. Hold on a second, though.
You want to get her number? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, she's 13.
Adam's confused by the
36
part.
It's not like she's 14.
You're
she's
confused
13.
By the 36 part.
I'm confused by the... Yes, when you're 5'4 and 102,
should be
you can have a D cup, but you shouldn't have a 36-inch back. Although once in a while, you'll go a little higher in the number to make up when you should go up in a cup. Cokie? Why 36 is sort of the number of someone who's got a little bigger back than 100 pounds?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's certain types of bras. I'm always a D though. A D34. All right.
34. 34 sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are guys hassling you, making fun of you?
They're always like, oh yeah, flashy, like stuff like that. Like they're always like picking on me or like always like trying to grab me.
Yeah. I pull you right out of public school and just start raising you in the
basement.
Oh, I'm
homeschooled right now.
You're homeschooled?
Oh, yeah, smart.
Smart.
I have problems with school.
Why? What's going on?
Well, I would just, like, lie and stuff like that. Like, I just, like,
cause trouble and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean? Start fires or argue with teachers?
My parents like sneak out.
Not go to school.
You would cut
sneaking
school?
Out to meet with guys and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you meet? What would you do when you snuck out?
I wouldn't do anything bad. I would sneak out and not tell my parents and they get all like, yeah.
Sneak out of school?
What's your ethnicity?
At night, right?
Your ethnicity?
Oh, I'm white. I'm, just white.
Okay. All right. And what was the deal? So you would cut class?
Well, we're, Mormon.
Ooh. Wow.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
And so I don't understand the part where you would sneak out. You sneak out of your house or sneak out of school?
Out of my house.
So they pulled you out of school?
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going back next year.
Let's face it, a lot of missing.
Okay, yeah. You just sneaking out of the house. All right, yeah. Are your parents, are they normal? Are they sort of religious nuts?
Not so much.
Are you a Mormon?
Yeah.
I love that drop. All right, Cokie, here's the deal. You're way too young to do anything about this.
Yes.
You can consult with a plastic surgeon
or somebody.
Don't. Eventually.
And realize that guys are just pigs, and don't pay attention to how they treat you. And girls are going to treat you differently, too.
Ooh.
They get a little bit...
Yeah, that's another reason I got out, because the girls, hated me. They call slut and whore.
Well, they're jealous.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. Bizarre, isn't it? It's bizarre.
Well, why were they calling you slut and whore?
Well, I didn't do anything bad.
Because of how she looked.
Give BJs or anything like that.
I know, but here's the thing too. I find kids are sort of cruel but predictable, and they usually don't just call you slut and whore just because they do it. And then they're people that sort of sail through life making friends and not getting in any trouble. No one hassles them. And then there's the people that just, my teacher hates me. Yeah, yeah. Everyone always makes fun of me. And yeah. I always wonder, and as sad as it is, I say, what are they doing to bring that on mm-hmm. themselves?
Well, you figure the guys are probably giving her attention, so the girls are jealous. And so that's why she's the slut.
But still, to go over the top with the slut and whore stuff, either they're not doing that, she sort of feels like they're looking at her that way,
yeah.
Or she is aggressive or obnoxious.
She's probably giving in to the attention, I bet.
I remember my high school days. It was many years ago. I would pull up my raccoon coat, my Stutz Bearcat, 22 Skidoo. You remember that back then, Drew?
It's a raccoon hat. Roaring
20s. No, it's coonskin. Yeah, no, this is the raccoon coat. I'm talking from the 20s. Yeah. Fred McMurray.
With a little
flubber stuff, yeah. But here's the point. Usually, 95% of the time, you can make it through school without drawing the attention, negative attention of your peers, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. if you navigate correctly.
Right, yeah.
The ones that sort of draw it out seem to bring it out, and in a way, becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then you got a Columbine situation on your hands.
Right.
There are ways to do it, and blaming everyone else is not really the way to do it. Figure out what you got to do.
Everything in life.
Even if they're bad people, figure out a way to navigate.
Yes. I'm still looking for fears of sex during pregnancy and people whose sex life is changed by pregnancy and delivery.
True. I thought we had a break.
Now we got a break.
All right. Hey, listen, and Cokie, call me...
5 years.
Call me an hour before you turn 18. I was going to say on your 18th birthday, but I figure it's going to take me an hour to shower and dry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to get there right at midnight. All right. Well, and how's the law work? Do they look at when you were born, or is it strike of midnight?
You know what I mean? Is when you're conceived.
Well,
Adam, I'd save you 9 months.
Yeah. True. I'm going to need a note. Yeah. Okay? All right. You may be some peanuts, just remember. You guys, too, by the way.
Yeah. You witnesses.
Yes, yeah. Chris, you're cool. You just hang in. We'll take a quick break. I don't need who's Adam. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Well, I knew too. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline of Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We got Jason and Brian here tonight from mm-hmm. Louis the 14th.
Hello.
Going to hear another song from the guys. The fellas will be performing tonight on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Well, I've been in sitting here for a few years. I've not found anything that engineer Chris knew, but I do know now what his wheelhouse is.
He's in love with Natalie Portman.
Yeah, yes.
I really like her.
If the topic is stuff he beats off to, he is a goddamn expert. He just rattled off every movie
Star
Natalie
Wars,
Portman
Garden
did.
State,
Yeah.
All right, well, we know. Let's get her in here. Anne, come on.
Yep. All stored up in the hard drive upstairs, and then hard drive downstairs.
That's where it's mostly stored.
That's where it's stored, yeah.
Real quick, yeah, let's talk to Celia.
I should store it in the NARD drive. Yeah. Yeah. Stored in Chris's NARD drive. All right. Yes, we have a little, we're going to hear Louis the 14th song, but we have a little chode definition. Celia?
Yeah, hi.
What's up? You're 17.
Yeah, you guys are pretty creative with what you thought a chode was.
You know the real definition. And yeah. By the way, you're 17, you're a chick, and you're calling from San Francisco, so I've braced myself for a disappointment, and I'm not going to believe anything that comes out of your mouth, but go ahead.
Okay, a chode is a dick that's wider than it is long.
Mm.
That's believable. Mm. It's definitely...
I think, yeah, that makes sense. However, I think the generic use of the word found far greater meaning.
Just the penis?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the taint area. Right. It's the penis.
Maybe not.
And it's the chode, short for choda. Did you learn that in finishing school, Celia?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, baby doll. Thank you. And I'm sorry for ever doubting you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. Like the folks are in a hurry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Listen, I got to do a whole national radio run tomorrow morning. I get off the air. Save my voice.
Talk about chodes.
Yeah. I got other stations to call. Do a little chode clarification on. I got NPR. I'm going to be doing a chode, and then the chode seminar and the chode lecture series.
All things chode.
All things chode. You've seen the show. Spun that off into another series where the maid from All Things Chode got her own show. So I've turned it into quite a lifestyle.
Chode talk.
Chode talk. Then there's the apparel, scarves. Sure. Yeah. Let's hear a song.
Yes, please.
Should we do that?
Chode wear.
Mm-hmm. What do we? We got another song.
Yes, it is.
Boy, someone's on top of their game here. I'm guessing that's junior producer Lauren. Yeah. Here's a little something from Louis the 14th called "God Killed the Queen." Clued us in on when the song was going
to
end.
That's Chris, like a segue that's about to come up. So
Chris argued with him, of course. But
of course.
The band, they were there.
Huh?
You guys were in the
room. Let's keep rolling.
What's that, Drew? What do you want to do?
I want to take some calls.
You want to go look up some more Portman information?
No.
You don't need a computer. You got Chris over here.
I'm looking for some pictures of her. So.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Some of his pictures.
You'll just boot up the NARD drive and you'll get whatever you need on her. All right, let's keep going. Sarah?
Hi, guys. How are you
20?
Doing?
Hi.
Yeah. What's up?
All right. Well, I'm 20 years old, and I'm not really interested in having sex with guys at all. I'm interested in guys I'm not a lesbian or anything like that. That's definitely not the case. But I think it may be because of the fact that the very first guy that I was with from I was 16 until I was about 18.
You're a lesbian.
He was pretty unspectacular in the bedroom.
Like, what does that mean? What did he do that was so unpleasant?
He was just boring. That's about all. And it wasn't anything completely unpleasant. It was just boring.
All right. So that shouldn't do it. But what's
it also doesn't focus what the problem was. I mean, he just was not responsive to you. Was too quick. What was?
She's angry at men.
He was pretty inexperienced too.
So what did he do?
I mean, at 16, how much of experience can you possibly have?
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty much he would just kind of do what he had to do for himself, and then that was kind of it.
Okay. All right, hold on a second.
You're explaining most guys.
I thought that's how you do it. Isn't that exactly it?
Yeah. No, it's yeah. It's
what
like
do I know?
An episode of Survivor. I mean, yeah. You just do what you got to do. You know, it's not to get voted off. That's all. I don't. Sarah's got issues with guys.
I don't know.
I'm getting that. What's up, Sarah? Where's your dad?
My dad and I have a very good relationship.
Aha! Nah.
Not really? A creepy good relationship. A good
creepy
relationship.
Good.
No, not a creepy good relationship.
Not
just
creepy
a good.
But
all right.
Honestly, when I was about 10, maybe 11 years old, I found out that he was a recovering sex addict.
Interesting.
But he's in recovery now, and he is absolutely not on that path. I mean, he's a wonderful person. And
all right, yeah, I know he's a great guy. Everyone's great.
I admire my dad to no end. I think he's one of the most amazing people in the world.
All right, now see, now you're overdoing it.
No, I really do.
Why? What's so amazing about him?
Besides that he's listening right now.
Right.
No, definitely not listening. He's very giving to other people. He's very compassionate.
Sure.
Came
all crabs.
Yeah. He's just overall an amazing person.
All right. How did you find out at 10 he was a sex addict?
Good question.
My sister told me when you're on vacation one night, and I was very upset about it, and I confronted him about it, and he confessed to me at that point, and like we kind of had a family conference. Type thing.
So he was cheating on your mom.
Was he cheating on your mom
then?
He had before, but at that point, that behavior had stopped.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on. She's all up in her head. Look, when you're 10, you find out your dad's a sex addict and he's cheating on your mom with multiple partners. You're freaked out about men.
Yeah.
You should be angry at your dad. And now you're all up in your head. He's the greatest. He's warm. Nobody's kinder than my dad at the time. You know, but this is, you're not allowing yourself to feel what your dad did. And I can see it in your attitudes toward men. I can. Mm-hmm. I'm getting it. I'm getting angry.
I don't want to dissuade you from
quiet.
The path.
Then
and
be
I'm
quiet.
Going to. Yes, I will.
Then be quiet.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sarah.
When he was doing these things, though, I was completely unaware of what was going on because I was too young. But by the time I found out, that behavior had completely stopped. So I never got a chance to feel any anger towards things that I realized were going on.
Yeah, all right. You had no feelings about it. It was just like, yeah, he used to be on the Pro Bowlers tour, and now he's retired. Same thing.
Well, it's kind of like trying to imagine what it would be like living in the 1500s. When you don't know what it's like. You can only imagine.
Except for the 1500s were 9 months ago, and the dad was the king was banging around on the queen, and you were living in the castle.
Yeah.
And you know it too, whether someone tells you or not.
No,
when you're
I know
that
it
age.
To be true. He's told me that it happened.
All right. So, sex addict. What does that mean?
I guess he had cheated on my mom a couple of times with prostitutes.
Yeah, it's the prostitute thing.
Yeah, and then a couple hundred. Figure a couple hundred, by the way, if you're going to go with the addict label.
Yeah.
Because other than that, you're just a dude who travels.
I don't know how many it was, but...
All right. And what's he do for a living?
My dad is a chemical engineer.
Chemical engineer?
Wow. So he gets freaky with the prostitutes.
I like that. Yeah. Get out the Bunsen burner and the graduated cylinder.
See, the irony, he's got the pen, the
oh, yeah.
Pocket protector.
Bottle glasses.
I mean, he's a very educated person, so it's not like my family is definitely not white trash.
No, I know.
All right, but he's in recovery, and he's a spiritual person.
All right,
so
I'm going to leave him alone now. Now, so you had a bad time with your first guy.
By the way, she stuck with the guy for years in spite of it not being particularly sensational.
All right, here's the other thing. I stayed with him too long, and by the time the relationship ended, he'd gained a lot of weight, and I know this is very... it's very
Superficial, but go ahead.
Right, there you go. Superficial, thank you. But he gained a lot of weight, and I lost interest in him physically as well.
Yeah, Sarah, you need to find what you're super attracted to and just go for it.
Yeah.
Whether you have a relationship with him or not.
But I can't seem to find guys that I...
Why not? Why?
I don't know. I guess I'm just too picky.
No, no. Wrong. You go ahead and be picky and present yourself to someone that you'll be fine. Where you condoms,
what,
birth
what
control.
What do? Do you work? Do you go to school?
I go to school full time.
UCLA,
regular
where do you go?
College, right?
UCLA. Yeah, so,
UCLA.
Yeah, see?
I just picked that.
Yeah, I know you
did.
Credit
for that.
She's calling from Los Angeles, and we know she didn't go to junior college and, like I said, Northridge.
Yeah. You will not have trouble at UCLA.
You did the math, but you could have given Drew his props when he told you the name of the school you went to.
That is pretty impressive. And
thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
I thank you for the respect, so thank you very much.
All right.
Well done.
All right, so listen.
By the way. Go Bruins.
People always say, oh, you don't think I know the difference between a junior college kid and a UCLA kid, even one I don't really like and one I'm making fun of and one his dad I'm picking on and stuff. You hear the difference in the voice, everybody. It's quite obvious. But here's the thing. Drew's not going along with me on this one because I discovered it. But here's the thing.
You can't be right. You cannot be.
I'm telling you, dad, sex addict, everything's cool. You got issues with guys.
But I'll tell you why it's a little different.
Why?
It's a sex addict in recovery, and that's something you rarely come across. I can't characterize for you what the impact of that's going to be on a kid. It's going to be something, and I agree with you. There's something here. I just don't know what it is.
I'm saying I got issues and anger and some distrust.
Yeah, yeah. Distrust. Yeah, I think she's over. I'll give you that. Distrust
of men.
I'll give you.
Yeah.
She seemed like she was overly, trying to say that he was this and that.
She
and
really
great.
Needs. She needs to have
she
some
really
fun.
Buy it. I
you
think,
guys,
deep down.
Fun. Right. She needs to go have some fun with guys.
Have some dates.
Go date. Have a good time.
Don't examine. Don't. You're all up in your head. Right. But on the other hand, so far up in your head that you're sort of glossing over the past, and there's some issues that are affecting the present. But you're smart.
Nominal though. Not a big deal.
No. I know.
I disagree with that. I think just life will deal with this one.
She's really smart, and she'll be fine, but I don't know.
Maybe you're right.
Well, look, a little therapy couldn't hurt.
Couldn't hurt.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jason Bryan here tonight from Louis XIV. And let me tell you something. When I look at Louis XIV, I see Louise X1V. That's what I see. I mean, really, I'm that stupid. I have to really work it not to
You're
see
no
Louise
Natalie
X1V. Yeah, exactly. No, I am not Natalie Portman. Oh, I wish I was. I'd go home and take pictures of myself nude and put them on the internet. And then I would see them. Oh, wait a minute. I'd sell them to Chris. And Chris, let me buy them, dude. Yeah, let me tell you something. What, $10 an hour?
Yeah,
it'd be about five years of work before you even saw a nipple.
Oh,
we'll work it out. I come into her mom's house and torture you. My ass.
God. Nice.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Yeah, I'd probably let him have sex with me and just hope somewhere in the middle I wouldn't change back.
To Adam?
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be horrible for me, but worse for Chris. Yeah. Yeah, I'd let you do me. I would.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. I try not to talk.
Call me daddy.
Yeah.
Great. Hefe.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
you put in a Star Wars. Everyone buzzing about the new Star Wars, by the way.
And I have to, it's just junk.
I have to yell at all the nerds in the office. They're like, oh, man, counting down the days till the new. I'm like, you said that for the last three. They all blew. Why is it? Oh, no, this one.
This one's going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, no.
There's no way.
Darth Maul and Anakin Skywalker now. No, this is a prequel. This is when it's like, you nerds buy into this line of crap every 2.5 years. This one's going to suck just like the... Oh, no. Not this one. It's sort of that thing. It's that sort of guy's the fan of the perpetual 500 team, but this year's the year they're taking it.
Yeah.
They're going all the way. Yeah. Going to the Super Bowl. Why do people have to do that? And Star Wars, the first one was good for its time. The next one was not as good, and then they started coasting downhill
Jedi
from there,
sucked,
right?
I think.
All right, let's take a call. We have no time.
Last two or three were unwatchable.
Enough Star Wars.
All right. All right, listen, you had to bring up the old Portman.
Yeah, thing. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Karen?
Yeah?
24?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why do you end up with guys who like rough sex?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I was taken advantage of when I was 16.
I was with a guy who was 22, and we messed around, but I told him, oh, I don't really want to have sex, I want to wait. And he was like, oh, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, that's fine. And then basically drugged my drink and took me upstairs and made me ride the pony.
How do you know he drugged your drink?
Because my memory kind of lapses in and out of that night.
Yeah, we
maybe just drinking a lot.
Maybe just drinking.
No, I didn't. I had one drink.
Oh, he went from I didn't drink to I had one drink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did the guy pour it for you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you get a little heavy-handed when you're pouring the young lady drink sometimes. Like the Smirnoff, I was like, and then eyedropper of orange juice into it. All right, Karen.
Uh-huh.
Anything before that, growing up?
No. Good family. No problems with the parents.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you like ladies?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Not at all or a little bit?
On occasion, yeah, but it's not my preference.
No. Drew's lesbian spidey sense was tingling.
Oh, no.
No? But yet, on occasion, you're with a woman. What is that... And not enough is made of that in today's society. It's, oh, you just, you go down on a chick every other month. Oh, I see. You're not a lesbian, though. Back in the day, that made you a full-blown lesbian, you being with a handful of chicks, you know, now and again.
Yeah, people are certainly more flexible with it these days, but there's something up, Karen. I'm not sure what it is, but
all right, so
you don't have time to get into
here's
it.
The thing. Yeah, well, Drew was talking too much about Portman. here's the thing. A little rough trade is fine, but if it's, you know, the guy's breaking a bottle and stabbing you.
And if the bad guy who treats you crappy also, it's part of a more general abusive strategy or presentation, I'd look into this.
All right. Abusive strategy.
Abusive person.
Good name for the next
step. What is rough, like rough sex as in just having it hard, or are you like
we'll have to
punched?
Talk about it during the
break. Forces anal and all that stuff.
I think it's more of that stuff.
I think it's crossing the line. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not calling the
show.
It's
going to push her in the lesbian direction.
Right.
She's going to end up in Lesboville.
Mm-hmm. What is she saying is the problem? She just is wondering why she's with...
Yes, why she finds guys.
She has a more overall problem, though, which
she
is...
She finds abusive guys.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back after this. That's the show, everybody. Thank Louis XIV.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you guys.
You too.
Come back anytime.
Love to.
Well, how about tomorrow?
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
All right, then. Fine. We'll be here all week.
Pepper is in here tomorrow. Yeah, from Police Woman. Hell, we're going to look into Pepper.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's...
It's banned.
Oh, it's banned, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm into Pepper. Don't get me wrong. Go out and get the CD. It's called The Best Little Secrets Are Kept, and watch them tonight on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I have to feel pretty in order to be sexual.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.